This week on the Coastal News Roundup, the city of New Orleans joined six other parishes by filing a lawsuit against the oil and gas industry over damage to the coast. Plus, can levees keep up with subsidence and sea level rise? The Army Corps starts a study to find out. WWNO's Travis Lux talks about this week's coastal news with environment reporter Mark Schlefstein from NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing good. The city of New Orleans filed a lawsuit against 11 oil and gas companies, including Entergy New Orleans. This suit has to do with damages to coastal wetlands. Six other coastal parishes have already filed very similar lawsuits, and the claim is that when oil and gas companies dug canals through the wetlands, they caused the land to erode and wash away and haven't been maintaining some of those channels. So what's the significance of New Orleans joining these suits?
To begin with, the governorate asked all coastal parishes to file similar sorts of lawsuits. His idea is that if any money at all comes out of this or any restoration comes out of this by the companies, it's another way of getting these companies to participate in the Coastal Master Plan's efforts to restore things. So that's the key thing.
So it sounds like it's about money for restoration, essentially.
Well, what they're hoping is that they can get the oil and gas industry to come to the table and say, look, we will put our resources into restoring some of these things that we actually caused. That's the idea behind it.
And how has the oil and gas industry responded?
Well, two different things. First of all, they say that, you know, they quickly point out that we've given the state millions of dollars in revenue through various different taxes and pumping oil or gas from the state and things like that. And they contend that they are following the regulations and that if the state had wanted to do this, that, you know, the state should have required them to do this much earlier than right now.
So let's talk about the levees now. You reported this week that the Army Corps of Engineers is about to do a study on the levees in the New Orleans area. Much of this levee system is fairly new, built after Katrina. So is this study routine, or is this born out of some fear or concern that something's wrong?
So it's a little bit of both. In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, the Corps has been wanting to basically do more routine updates of where things stand in terms of levee systems. But in the case of New Orleans, the issue also is whether or not the levee system will continue to be able to meet the demands of blocking storm surges that have a 1% chance of occurring in any year, the so-called 100-year storm. The two concerns there are that subsidence, the sinking of the soil underneath the levees, could be moving more quickly, and more importantly, and probably more likely, that sea level rise is occurring at a higher rate than was designed into the levee system in 2011.
These levees are supposed to be built to handle a 100-year storm. If they no longer provide that, how could that affect flood insurance rates?
Well, that's the key question here. So if the levees are found to be too low or significantly lower than that 100-year level, the flood insurance program could decide, although it's very unlikely, they could decide, well, I'm sorry, New Orleans area, but you can't get flood insurance anymore unless you improve your levees to deal with that.
If New Orleans could no longer participate in the flood insurance program, what would that mean for residents?
Well, the obvious concern is that people would not be able to get flood insurance who live inside the levee system and or that the cost of flood insurance would rise dramatically. It's actually likely still be some insurance that was available to you, but it would be much higher.
Mark Schlefstein is an environment reporter at NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.